Checklist.io. Season 3 of You Deserve Fresh Lettuce. We are excited to be back. We hope that you enjoyed. If you're watching us on YouTube, please do so. Or if you're listening to us in your car on your favorite podcast platform, head on over to YouTube to check out the actual new visuals we have going on.
Our studio. Yes. It's different from like the last two seasons, and it's kind of exciting, and we're trying to figure it all out, so...
But you know what? But we have a lot of growth, and we are so excited that each and every one of you coming to us from over 16 countries. We're almost at 20.
I thought it was 28. It was 28 last time you said 28 countries. So.
Yeah. So if you are listening to us outside of the United States, we'd love for you to DM us, comment on any of our posts, and let us know where you're listening from. Again, don't forget to ask Alexa.
I love Alexa to play You Deserve Fresh Lettuce.
Follow us
share, subscribe, listen, share with three friends if you like what we have to say, and comment, because we love listening to all the comments and the DMs. It's awesome. So,
and we know that there's some guys listening too. We love the feedback and the energy. If you are a relationship guru, we want to hear from you. So please, please, please check out the link in any of our bios on social media at YDFL Podcast. We want to hear from you and potentially have you on our show.
That would be nice.
Let's get into it. In this episode,
we're going to be talking about entitled side chicks, side hoes.
Oh, man.
Side girls.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, like, oh. I mean, this one, I have to tell you, on this particular episode, we put it on the list of things because we love talking about all types of things. This one resonated with me so much because this is like one of those subjects, like this whole thing where you know so many people in your realm and people that know people, and you're like, what is up with that?
It can get real good or it can get real messy real quick.
And it's really ironic, the entitled side chicks. Like, I think the biggest entitled side chick that I've seen lately is gonna be
Queen Consort.
Camilla, dude. Like, you go from side chick to like, bam, just owning
to
the kingdom.
Wearing the crown.
And wearing the crown. It's like, be patient, ladies.
Queen of the castle.
You can also be the queen of the castle. Like, if you're just patient enough.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought that one was, like, there were so many memes out there, and I had to post one. Everybody was like, that's a good one. Because they're like, didn't know that the side chick would be, like, the queen.
She made it to the top, dude.
All
right, so as Delia said, gosh, we both, I mean, listen, we're women in Southern California. Yes. It's a very interesting place in Southern California, and it is not uncommon to see, especially when talking about successful men, putting up their girlfriends in like high-rise condos and this and that. You hear about that in Miami, major cities, it's really common. But like Delia said, we both have people that are close to us that we probably know and love very well that took the top spot.
Yeah, for sure. But you know what the crazy thing about taking the top spot is that the person that takes the spot, they're always insecure. It's like the weirdest thing. Like, they're always checking to see what the ex is doing, why she's doing, what she's doing, where she's doing, how she's doing. And I don't know if it has anything to do with how she got the man, that there's a level of insecurity that happens, you know, and that's probably why they're kind of looking over their shoulder. I will tell you, speaking of the guys here near in the area that actually get the girls, you know, like their own spot, there is a high rise kinda in Costa Mesa, California.
Yes.
So it's not Newport Beach or Corona Del Mar, but it's like this Essex building.
Yep.
And all the side chicks live in that building. It's like $5,000-$6,000 a month to live there. It's right across from South Coast Plaza. If you guys are not familiar with Southern California, that's kind of like the hub. As far as Miami's concerned, I don't know where they would place their side chicks, but mainly that's where the girls go.
It just seems to be the place. I know that when I was visiting a guy friend in that building, it was a really wonderful building, a wonderful experience, but it was so funny. I posted a photo with him, and he goes, oh, tag the building, right? So I go to do that, and then later I look to see who else was tagging the building. And the number of thirst traps that are posted with women on beds and lingerie and thongs, half naked, tagging the building, and it's like, what is this?
Is this like a Playmate penthouse?
What is happening?
Yeah, no, I think either that or maybe they're call girls. I don't know. Oh. I mean, I'm not trying to put anyone's business out there. It could be that.
If you live in the Essex building and you make your own money, girl, however you make
hustle,
good for you.
However it is, we're not trying to bash anybody, but I had heard that, by the way, that a lot of the side chicks go there or they stay there. Or I've even heard guys, like where they'll buy the wife a Range Rover and they'll buy the side chick a Range Rover, same perfume. So that way there's no cross contamination of some sort. And it's very strategic what these men will do to kind of make sure that the side girl is happy. It's pretty strategic.
It's really crazy. I'm filming this on the cuff of, like, I have a cousin who gave me permission to speak on her situation, and she even sent me a video of this particular incident that took place.
Yeah,
and
I said, That was so intense, by the way.
She was like, share it with your audience, I don't care. And I was like, I would, but there's a teenage girl in there, and I'll give you context in just a second. And so because of that, I said, that's a little bit heartbreaking, and I just can't do that. So here's the situation. My cousin is involved with a man who is married. My cousin is a mom. She has kids. They're not little. They're like teenagers.
And they're from previous marriage, not his, right?
Yeah, they're not his, they're not or his anything. Kids. She met this man who is married, also has kids. He's on his second marriage. Mm. Turns out the woman he's married to now took him, essentially.
So she was the side chick at one point.
She was originally the side chick at one point.
She's the original side chick.
And this dude does fairly well for himself. Okay. I don't ask questions on what he does, but he does it.
Okay.
And so the wife has, like, her Benz, and, like, they have a boat and whatever, whatever, and a nice house.
Yeah.
So my cousin is with him. She's the side one.
Mm-hmm.
And he has her in a house. It's a two-story house. It's a nice house. She has her kids in there and everything. And there was an incident where he wanted to take them out to the lake because it was like Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
And she said, he said, well, I have, because she said, maybe we should rent a boat. And he said, well, I have a boat. It's at the house, meaning like the main house.
The main house with the main girl.
Yeah, base camp. So he said, I'm going to go get my boat. So he went to his house, where the wife is, and his daughter with
not
with that
rattling
woman,
any cages, okay, by the way.
And said, hey, I have someone that wants to check out the boat. They might want to buy the boat.
Oh.
And so he grabs the boat, but her instincts went off, like,
no,
so
it was never on the market.
And maybe she has a tracker on the boat. I don't have this detail. I just know that she managed to follow him some way, somehow, with the daughter.
Yeah.
And they, meanwhile, my cousin and her kids are at the lake waiting for him to show up with the boat. And so anyways, here he comes with the boat, and then here comes the wife and the daughter. And there was this whole confrontation, physical, by the way, confrontation where, you know, my cousin kind of felt like, what the hell is she doing here, and blah, blah, blah. And so this, the consensus was, because I spoke to my cousin, I said, does it make you feel bad?
Yeah.
Like, I'm really curious. Like, do you feel bad? Like, what do you feel?
I think a lot of the time, respectfully, I don't know that she answered this.
She
did feel bad. Okay.
No, she answered it.
Oh, she did. She didn't
feel bad.
Right.
So her answer was no, because she's the idiot
she
that knows.
She already knows.
She's known. That
I literally
has,
was going to say that.
That's what her answer was.
And literally that's the way they're entitled. They're like, she's a pendeja that's there.
Yeah. And so her thing was like, and I said, well, maybe she thought he was like a firefighter or some line of work where he's gone for a few days. And then she goes, or maybe she thinks he's freaking Christopher Columbus traveling the world because he's always with me.
Right.
And so I was like, so there was this entitled thing of like, I don't have sympathy for her because she's the one that took him away
the first time.
So she knew what
she's
he was
like
about.
She's like paying the karma to her.
Like, say, she just knows. She's
just trifling.
She just knows what he's about.
Trifling, yeah.
Yeah, she just knows what he's about. And so she went into it knowing what he's about. Now he's about it with someone else. And that happens to me, my cousin, and she doesn't have any sympathy or empathy. And I'm like, okay, so that's where the entitlement came in. And by the way, when I asked her, because she sent me the video of them fighting or whatever the situation was that you saw.
Yeah, I saw it too, by the way. It was intense. And I was like, is that it? Is there more to this?
Part two, like TikTok.
Yes, I was like,
I need a part two.
What? And she's like, that's it.
No,
what?
So she
I'm
sends
like,
me
what?
The part, supposed part two. I said, I want to know what happened 10 minutes later. She sends me a video of her kids, and this man boating on the lake. They're on the boat, living their best life on the boat.
And the wife is probably just
at
so
home,
pissed off and like can't believe it. And probably follows her on social media and is seeing her post out, you know, with her out in the lake with her kids. Ugh. I gotta tell you that I've been in situations where, you know, I've known people personally that are like, you better leave your wife and you're gonna move in with me, and if you do not, then we're done, or I'm gonna tell your wife. I mean, the ultimatums are just ridiculous. And here is this guy trying to figure it out, right? So what does he do? give her money for a down payment for a house. Wow. Give her money for this car. Give her money for the Chanel bag. Give her money for shopping to keep her happy. Keep her happy. But at the end, I think ultimately what she wants is that prized possession, which is the man. And in the end, you're not going to trust him because the way you got him is the way you'll probably lose him. Yeah. And I think a lot of the time people just get so wrapped up with the image of what they think this man is, right? Yes. So he's taking you to the Chanel store and he takes you to go buy a brand new car and he's giving you a down payment for your house. And now he's redoing your kitchen. And that's great and dandy. But let me tell you, always in the back of your mind, you are going to have trust issues. If he did that with me against his ex-wife, what makes me so special? Like, how is my vagina more special than anybody else's vagina? It's not. So I think that that's going to be a little bit concerning if you're like going in and you're like, I'm taking this man down.
There are literal men with the mindset that the main dish is just not as good without the sides. And at the end of the day, there are men that just need the intensity, the variety, but there's a level of intensity. There are men that literally will be married to a woman who's pretty remarkable, cheat on her, okay? Right. The relationship ends, the marriage ends and everything. They're with the new one, whoever she may be, and they circle back to the wife because they want that intensity of like, yeah, I'm with her, but I'm back with you, but I'm kind of da-da-da. And there's so many women, by the way, that I personally know that they left the dude for cheating, and now they're the side chick.
Oh my gosh,
you know what I mean? And that's a whole thing. And so the mate, so the one that took him, by the way, if you can call it taking, okay, the man or whatever, oftentimes the side chick, the entitlement often comes into when there's finances involved. So, as you mentioned, when they were the side chick, the dude's throwing money at her, however which way, right? For some of you, it's just tacos, but for others, it's condos.
Yeah.
It's all relative. And what ends up happening is, excuse me, once he's now shackled with the side chick, like now this is his main chick, that chick's getting upset that he wants to help the wife out. Maybe the wife encountered a difficult situation. Maybe the kids, maybe.
Whatever.
And then he's like, here, I'm going to give her $1,000 because pobrecita, because poor thing, you know, whatever. And then the chick is like, wait, why would you do that? Why are you going
to
help her?
She doesn't need to get that. Why?
That is a common denominator in so many side chicks who became
the main chick.
The main chick stories.
Yeah. No, I know this particular person that had gotten married. I mean, he was married completely, supposedly in a happy marriage. And then, of course, he starts being with someone in his staff. So great. He starts being with someone in his staff. She's trying to have him to, you know, she's forcing him to leave his wife.
Okay.
And he doesn't want to leave his wife. Long story longer, you know, gives her money for a down payment, is throwing money at her every which way. He finally decides that, you know, he's going to leave her. You know, out of this, I think they had two kids. I think that she got pregnant and then maybe they had like two kids. Point of the matter is that he knew that if the wife got combative, that if she opened the books, the amount of money that he was going to have to give the ex-wife was going to be so substantial that it would be stupid for him to allow her to open the books, that he went ahead and complied with the amount of money that she was asking for. And the side chick that is now the main chick was like, absolutely not. This pisses me off because, of course, he has his kids that are now, you know, in college older. So, of course, he has to pay for their medical bills or this or that. And she has
a
major issue with that. But, you know, the thing is that it's such a selfish act, in my opinion, that when they're throwing money at you, when they're buying you the things, you're not thinking of someone else's feelings. You're just thinking about your own feelings. And you're thinking about how this benefits you, but you're not thinking about
it's almost like it feels at the time, because I heard so many people say it, and I've had married men that have kind of tried it with me.
Yeah.
And I can, with just complete transparency, say there is a little element that feels ultra flattering because you think they're willing to risk it all over like a few moments with me or whatever.
Like, so I'm so special.
And that's why, because I've had that experience of married men trying it with me, and I've gotten that little feeling, I thought, insecure women take other women's men because there is something that they're getting that's heightened. It's an insecurity in them.
Yeah.
And they seek a level of validation that an average guy isn't going to give them. It has to be someone else's man because mm-hmm. then in her mind, she then thinks that that makes her better than the girl, the one he's with.
And there's like the comparison.
And he's willing, and he's willing to risk it all for me. And it must be real love. It feels like the prince climbing the tower, risking it all yeah. for the princess. And it's like a crock of crap.
It's a crock of crap. Yeah. Croppity crack.
Crack.
No, I also, there's this other really quick story that, you know, this particular person was married actually like over 45 years and, or 50 maybe. And he's like a total older dude and, very well to do, extremely well to do. And then just one day decided to go like on match.com and found this lady, and the lady's actually really divorced and is like throwing kind of pretty much money at her. And I thought to myself, he supposedly says that he had never cheated on his wife. Hmm. But can you imagine the deception when the woman finds out or when the wife finds out that here is this man that has been pretty straight up the entire time, and all of a sudden he just, I don't know if it's midlife crisis when you're
not
over
at that age,
70s.
That's already, yeah.
I really question whether or not Viagra is going to help for that. But I know that there's probably other extracurricular activities that you could do, I would imagine. And I can't imagine that it's all about sex.
Yeah.
But I would imagine that that's what solidifies most relationships is sex. Like, that's what separates a friend to a lover.
Yes.
And I was just tripping out, like, the amount of things that this man is willing to do, and as far as even putting like properties and percentages and putting LLCs together with like all the things, and here he has a full ass family, full wife, full life, and he's just kind of being a free bird, and I don't know what that is, you know.
I can tell but you, you know, my grandma...
Might be more exciting.
My grandparents, all four of them, you know, they died at a very old age in their mid-80s, in their 80s, whatever. And my grandma, who sort of co-raised me, I was very, very close with her. She and my grandpa married forever, like 60 years. I don't know how many years, a lot of years. And there was still ladies that would come and try to get his attention in that age. And, like, he was still flirting with them. And I got to see her struggle with that insecurity, a little jealousy.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting there going, oh my God, my grandma's 80 something years old. Like, this never ends. And what I'm getting at is
it's
even
like continuous.
I guess what I'm getting at is there are like the ones that are willing to be side hoes or whatever, they come in all shapes, sizes, ages, backgrounds. Like, it never
ends. And isn't
it
so crazy though? Like how you said all sizes, shapes and ages and whatever. And you could be, like, your grandma probably looked very well put together.
She's
any anything like you. She probably was always well put together. And then, you know, here comes the señora with, like, her rebozo or whatever.
They would knock and be like, he's Johnny. And I'm like, not even my grandma calls
you're
him Johnny.
You're like, how dare you call him Johnny? Yeah. Yeah. And imagine, like, and you're like, that lady would never, she could never take my dude down. And all of a sudden, Johnny's over there with, like,
Johnny's
side,
putting
like,
up the blinds, the curtains for the
like,
lady.
Did you still need me to handle your cable box?
You know,
and you want me to lay down a pipe?
And so what I'm getting at is, like, this, my grandfather was married to my grandmother, and these ladies would come as if this was, like, they're in it, like, they're part-time husband too, like, I need the curtains and can you help me? And there's a difference between being neighborly, and I had to sit my grandpa down, by the way, in his old age and be like, Grandpa, do for other women what you would do, what you wouldn't do for grandma. But also, now that I think about it, don't even do what you would do for her. Like,
yeah, no
don't
kidding,
even,
right?
Don't even do that.
Don't
like,
even go there.
And he's like, don't be such a jealous woman. I'm like, I don't like it. She don't like it. And so what I'm getting at is, like, ladies, it's all about having a guy that makes you feel safe, and there's no way you can prevent him
from cheating
on you.
So true.
But if you are a side chick right now and you're hearing this or you're thinking about being a side chick, just know you might then grow into your old age, and then guess what? Now you're sharing him with someone
else. Inspiring really fast. You know, there's another really quick story. This girl used to be a flight attendant, by the way, and this flight attendant then got married, but then she had her money guy, which was like her sugar daddy, and she never got rid of el sugar. She never got rid of the sugar. She had a sweet tooth. Okay,
she got cavities in these streets.
She had cavities. She had to go to the dentist. So anyway, she had her sugar daddy. The guy was old as time. I mean, freaking old dude. And you know what she would have to do? The guy was such a perv, and of course paid for the implants and whatever. So all he would want to do is just manhandle her boobs, do whatever the... Look at your face.
I'm like, now I'm like, plot twist, I might want to get an old sugar. She didn't have nothing to do with nothing.
You're
else.
Like, I want some cavities.
The bills are due.
Is it the first of the month?
I'm like,
yet?
I got toothache.
I'm like, ooh. So, yeah, this dude would literally, like, she would say, oh, I have this trip. So she would tell the husband, I have this trip that I have to go overnight to wherever, because supposedly she had to keep her license to be a flight attendant. So, of course, the husband was like, okay, honey, of course. Husband had no idea that el chuger was over here manhandling her, whatever he would do, because he couldn't do anything. Viagra wasn't going to work. Nothing was going to work. But she had to allow this old man. And I had seen a picture of him. He was, when I say he was old, I'm talking about like wheel him around in a wheelchair. Whoa. Old. And he would do his thing. And then she would, you know, he would give her like $4,000 or $5,000 though.
Wow.
I mean, that's still not a lot of money to be manhandled. But I mean, it's a little bit rough. Of chugger for the dentist.
The chugger. You know, I think that with regards to the entitlement, I know, you know, that I've been asked lots of questions. Like, if you, there's like a particular person that was in my life that I always said, nope, you know,
no,
what I mean? So long
married,
as you're married,
yeah.
It's a no. Even though you're one of my favorite people in the whole world, that I've talked to you about him and stuff like that, I'm like, nope, 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 nope. I don't even entertain it on text. I try my best to just be like, nope.
No.
But here's my point. Somebody said to me, you know, he's been with that person for so long. She's gonna get half. He's gonna end up with nothing.
That's
you know,
usually how it works.
You're building your career. He's gonna end up broke. He's not going to be worth it. So to me, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, well, my why for even having this person take up real estate in my mind is just because he's a really great person. Like to me, it's like he set the bar kind of like, oh, this would be great to meet someone like him.
Yeah.
However, if he ever did leave his wife and circle back and go, hey, Rachel.
I left her.
I think that this is the direction I want to take with you and whatever. I would expect that he would not kick this woman out of her house. Like, I would, and that's just me.
Yeah.
I would sit there and go, like, we don't.
But it depends on
you know.
But I guess with what you're saying, though, it would depend on when you're catching him. Meaning, like, are you catching him at the very beginning where he's just trying to see? Because a lot of the time, though, guys won't leave what they have unless they know for sure
that the next stepping stool is
ready. Like, okay, are you willing to, you know, have me in your life? I want to court you. I want to date you. I want to marry you, right? But if the man has done his due diligence to do whatever he has to do, however, and maybe, like, you know, got a therapist if that's what you decide to do, if you need that, and then maybe 6 months later, 8 months later, maybe a year later, he comes knocking on your door. You know you had no partaking in that.
Exactly.
That was his doing with his wife, and that was their split. And I think that that kind of is very indicative on how you move. Because if it's based on you saying, well, if you do leave your wife, you can come knocking on my door, then it's going to really trigger him to go ahead and leave his wife. And I think that at that point, even though you're not being trifling by being his side chick, you're basically allowing him to say,
that
you know what,
stone.
I will be that stepping stone. Go ahead and come on my lily pad.
Yeah.
I'm allowing you to do that.
That is so true. And a lot of women do that. And I know that we've talked about this a lot of times.
Yeah, we have.
Even on the app, we went on the dating app.
Yep.
It's like, oh, recently divorced. Well, no. Like,
yeah,
you
recently,
need time.
You
like,
need like
you
at least
go,
almost a year, honestly.
You got to get all that work done. Like,
at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so a few people that knew him and know me, they're like, you know, like, if you play your cards right, you can get the house, too, because he lives in a gorgeous home and in a gated community. And then I'm like, why would anybody do that? And then I realized, this is how people think.
Yeah.
But then I realized, this is how people think. I'm getting to hear, people that I love, by the way, they're one, I'm like, I love you. But I'm getting to hear the perspective of, like, look, if he wants you, then you just say yes, and, like, you get to get all that stuff. And I'm sitting here going, whoa. Like, as married women, now I'm flipping it back to the main wives, right? As married women, there's a lot to combat in the world.
No kidding.
And we talk about our faith, and if you have faith in your life, let me tell you, it is not a one-person job to have faith for your marriage. It is a two-person job to put those hedges around your marriage and to understand there are people out here that literally justify the BS in their head as to, well, if he must be unhappy if he's flirting with
and,
me, I
know,
might as
have
well
you
go
seen
for
his
it.
Wife? Have
yeah.
you, seen,
have you
her?
Seen her?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he takes care of himself, but have you seen the way she looks? And then
or
there's
he's
the
so
justification.
Unhappy.
Yeah,
he's so
unhappy.
Or she's not sleeping with him anymore. Most of the time, If she didn't tell you that, it's a lie. Mm-hmm. If the man is coming to you going, yeah, you know, she just isn't, you know, doesn't have sex with me as much or whatever.
She likes to fight. She's, you know, she's lazy. You're hearing it from the man trying to sell you
the crap.
You know, and you'll get it all the time, you know, especially when you're first divorced, at least for me, I remember. And I always say this, and I'll say it time and time again. The minute I know, they're like, hey, you know, I'm just not happy with my wife. And I'm like, you need Jesus in your life, and you need to go to church. Yeah. You need to take your wife with you, and yes. You need to figure that out. I'm not the one you're going to come knocking on the door. If the man is by himself, and he's done the work, and I see some potential, like, potential yes. as in, like, I could date this dude, cool, but I'm not going to be the one and, like, take him down. I'm sorry. Like, that, I don't care how much money you have, and I get it a lot of the time. This is just, people move in this regard just for economic economic yeah. gain, you know, like just to see what they can get. They can get a Range Rover, they can get a condo, a house, a down payment. And see, at the end of the day, though, if that's the way you're going to move in life, believe me, you're not going to be happy. In my yeah. opinion, you're not going to be happy. You're always going to be doubting. You're always going to be, by the way, relying on this guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Relying on this guy.
That like, has been a theme and that we continue
you wanna
to
just,
see.
Like, you just freaking... Put the freaking things on and yeah. just like, yeah, he's taking you to jail. Like, just
to,
go.
To the Fab 15 that are listening, that's the men that spy on this show, we enjoy that you are listening. We get a lot of your DMs.
We do.
And we appreciate it. But this portion, I think, is important for you to hear. As men, you got to remember, it's not meant to be entertaining and fun and loving and sexy all the time. That's not what marriage is.
It's just a
person who takes the journey of life with you.
Yes.
Through better or worse, through thick and thin, rich or poor, whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. So you have a woman that you're married to, and she made that vow to you, and you know she might not be happy, but she's there. She shows up every day. She shows up as a mother, whatever yeah. it is, okay? If you are thinking about having an affair, or you're in the middle of an affair, I want you to hear my words when I tell you, that woman is attracted to the challenge that you represent, first right. and foremost. She's attracted to the representative that you're coming to her as with this money and finance or whatever it might be, okay?
And it's more than the challenge. She's attracted to what you're giving.
It is.
And it's an economical gain. Usually it's all economics.
So you
it
have
boils down to that.
You have to understand, she loves the feeling more. She loves what that represents
right.
more, okay? And so more than... you as a person. So what I would recommend that you do, and I'm not saying that side chicks don't eventually truly love their husbands and everything, but there is a territorial thing, there's a jealousy thing, there's an insecurity thing. There's a lot going on in a woman's mind yes. who's willing to do that with a married man, to another
Absolutely.
Woman. She's doing it to another woman, okay? So my recommendation, and Delia, you could share, like, if you live in a big, beautiful home with your wife, but you are so miserable that you're willing to do this, listen, leave, file for divorce, do it, have the conversation, do whatever, even if you want your wife to save face and say, honey, you file, so that way, whatever, okay,
yeah.
cool, go get an apartment, a little two-bedroom place,
nothing big,
and see what happens,
yeah,
go let your kids, by the way, see that mom and dad have now separated, they're filing for divorce, dad got his own little spot,
yeah,
go get your little spot, okay, and let your kids, this is for the children, okay, let them see that this is the process that you left, you got your own place. And then 6 months, a year down the road, let them meet this girl. Let them meet whoever
yeah.
this is. If it's really meant to be for you and her, let that be a little bit of that runway, a little bit of that transition, not only for your wife,
right,
but also for your kids.
Yeah, but 9 times out of 10, the unfortunate part of this is that we know that, you know, when you built a life with someone, whoever that may be, whether you bought a house, a boat, a car, whatever, there is some splitting of assets
oh,
that
yeah.
take place.
It's
and
expensive
and let me
to make that money.
Yes, absolutely. And you understand that. But either way, if you get caught, that ripping of that whole family that you built is still going to get ripped apart. But now...
And she might go to war with you.
And she may, because now she feels like, okay, well, if this is what you want to do, then I'm going to go to war with you, versus you coming straight to your wife saying, you know what, it's just not working. Like, I, you know, I've tried all the things and it's just not working. I don't feel the love. And a lot of the time, you know, you have to really break down, like, why do you feel this way? And a lot of time it's just because you're doing life with someone, you know, it's not sexy like it is to be with your side chick that shows up smelling good, looking good, you know, has a little dress on with the little tights and the little heels. And your wife maybe doesn't do that. Maybe you don't take her out.
And P.S., a huge percentage of wives that do look like that and do that are getting cheated on by other ones and that don't even look as good as a wife.
Right.
Like we witnessed that.
No,
like,
yeah. I mean, the hook nose, the girl with the hook nose.
She's going to win all day
long. You know,
long.
And so sometimes, you know, you think like, oh, that girl could never even like step up to my freaking, my heels. And then all of a sudden he's doing that too.
Yes.
And so at the end of the day, all we're saying is we're not saying it's right. We're not saying it's wrong. It's not for us to tell you what you should or shouldn't do. But if you are unhappy, then maybe you should have that conversation to say, hey, you know what? It's not working out. And let's just have a peaceful split rather than being like, oh, I'm going to put her up on this, like, you know, building and I'm going to get her a Range Rover. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And it's going to tear your entire family apart.
It's very
when
disruptive.
It actually breaks.
Very
it's
disruptive.
It's going to be awful.
And you know what? The number of, and this is for both women and men, you know, the number of men that I've come across through family, friends, mm-hmm. work, everything, who left for their side one, let me tell you, like 90%, if I had to make a list of these guys, 90% have admitted that the side one is a raging B-I-T-C-H. Like literally, they have no peace. They view their first wife as way more peaceful an environment
right.
than their next wife. And then the side chick.
But
that they
I wonder what that I wonder what that stems from. I wonder if it's because like these side chicks
are territorial
and they're not going to take no for an answer. And they're going to go after their prey. And it's like, I want him. I'm going to get him. And now he's going to be mine. You're mine.
There's greed.
Yes.
There's selfishness.
Yes.
There's all these things that come into play no matter how googly-eyed she is in the beginning about making sure you feel loved by her.
Right.
At the end of the day, there is a characteristic in there that says, this is about me. This is what I want. This is what, you know what I mean? What you're going to give me. And so I'm telling you, 90% of them go, oh my gosh, she's a raging B-I-T-C-H.
I've seen it too, by the way, where, you know, the guy is now, you know, maybe divorced to the second wife, and now he's kind of peeking at what the first wife was doing.
Yes.
Like, damn, I had actually a really amazing woman in my side and I screwed it up over nothing. Over nothing.
Yep.
So, you know, I guess a message here is, you know, Princess Camilla, I mean, she rode that all
the
way
to
the
castle.
Bank.
She took it all the way to the castle.
I mean, she's just, you know, I'm like, damn, I don't know if I should be mad at her or should I want to go shake her hand and be like,
damn,
how'd you do that?
Oh,
but
no.
At the end of the day, you know, just have patience and do the right thing, I guess.
You know, I think if you can first and foremost take the steps, people go to counseling. We were talking to someone today that was talking about that journey that they're on about marriage counseling. But if you have any kind of faith in your life, invite God into your marriage.
God
even,
is so important.
Even something that looks so impossible to fix or so far gone, you can invite him into your life. And he will show you. We talked about that very first episode of season one. And he will show you what it's meant to be. He will show you the good, the bad, and
there's
the ugly.
There's that one book, The Power of the Praying Wife.
Okay.
Oh, well, apparently I didn't read it. But it's supposed to be a really good book.
Because we're single, but we admit that we did not invite God into our marriages.
Not necessarily, no.
There's
no.
praying, and I pray and everything, but like, to truly invite him in.
Yeah, and you
like,
can go to church and be completely disconnected, or you could be there and, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, I gotta go, and then laundry, oh, we should go to lunch, dinner, da-da-da. Like, you're not really there listening to the Word of God. And I think if you do invite God into your life, most things can be resolved. There are things that can never be resolved. It's just like, no matter who you invite to your marriage, like, it's just, it's
he will show
doomsday
you
doomsday is forthcoming.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, try to do that. Try to do the prayer and try to see like how you can get help to not have something catastrophic.
Just so you have the peace of mind that you're
that
doing
you
the right
everything.
Thing for yourself. But in the meantime, if you're a side hoe that took a married man, you're messing with the married man.
Okay.
You know what you're doing.
You,
if he actually loved you, trust me, he would walk away from everything he has on his own to be single and
but
then
if he walked
you.
Away from everything that he has, then you wouldn't
to
be
jump
there.
To you?
Then you wouldn't be there. So then now that's a catch 22. So anyway, the message is confusing today, and just be patient.
Hey, you, if you know less now than you did before this episode, we understand.
We served you right.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Right,
have a good
so
one. And remember,
cheers.
You deserve fresh lettuce.
Cheers.